our locals are really good at, especially when they know you're not from here. And I feel like the further away you're from, the bigger their excitement is. And so it's, again, that hospitality. Like, you don't get that everywhere. So it's unique to here.
Thanks for joining us on Louisiana's Playground Podcast, your roadmap to all things Lake Charles, Louisiana. I'm Brady Raynard.
And I'm Jillian Corder. We're excited to bring you authentic stories and experiences of Southwest Louisiana. We've got all the tools you need to build your own personal Lake Charles itinerary.
Episode 69. We've got a nice episode for you as we talk to Tony Chapman, a Visit Lake Charles veteran, about the must-dos in Lake Charles. We're going to do kind of a Mount Rushmore situation. It's okay if you don't quite understand what I mean by that. We will explain it later.
I've seen it all over my Facebook feed for a while now, where people are AIing their Mount Rushmore of something. Insert topic here. Uh-huh. So I think we're on trend.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about it that. I felt like this would be a good topic. I didn't even think about the trending aspect.
Oh, sure.
But I totally did it now. Yeah, that's why.
Because you're
it.
So trendy. That's why. No,
trendy.
We have a really great conversation coming up for you. And all good things to write down on your to-do list next time you're visiting Southwest Louisiana. So we're going to begin the show, as we always do, though, with a taste of Southwest Louisiana. It's a segment that we call On the Eats.
This week, we hit the road and traveled to Westlake for Fat Boy's Kitchen Table. They've been catering for decades, but a new building for them, a new restaurant that they rebuilt in 2021 following Laura, kind of a fresh start, if you will. And they have just been killing it since. Daily plate lunches, they have tons of options. I think there's like six or seven options. When I got, so it almost doesn't even feel like a plate lunch when there's so many different plate lunches to choose from, right?
Yeah.
It's, you know, Louisiana Southern staples, you know, they'll have barbecue one day and then they have like boiled shrimp another, fried shrimp, in addition to, like we had that day, chicken fried steak, hamburger steak, more of a beef kind of forefront there. So it really does mix up a lot and they have a ton of different options.
They sure do. This is the kind of food, I was going to say, this is like your home cooking. And then I had to step back and go, well, I don't know. Not everybody's home is cooking the same kind of food. But this is like your standard Southern home classics, if you will. Just so good, so yummy. You feel like it was cooked with some heart and soul in it. And you'll be full for days. Like, just big portions. Great plate lunches.
I agree. Maybe you'll say, you know, home style, the home that you wish you lived in.
Yeah. Maybe not everybody grew up in this house.
But you kind of wanted to.
But you wanted to. And you probably had the friend who this was their house.
Oh,
and you always went to, you know, their house.
Do you remember those friends that moms or dads cooked and it was like awesome?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And
hey, bud, what you doing for dinner tonight?
Yeah, right. Can I come over? Exactly. So I think if you're looking for that, if you're looking for that kind of home classic, home style meals.
What do the locals eat?
Yeah, like this is the place to go.
I agree.
Fat Boys is the place.
Yeah, so let's open up with what you got, the chicken fried steak.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like this is your classic kind of Southern meal.
So it's so Southern to me.
Yeah, and it was so good. So first of all, this chicken fried steak, they're plate lunches, right? So they come out in your standard styrofoam plate, which is your plastic cutlery. And I was a little, at first, I was like, oh no, I did order a chicken fried steak and have a plastic knife, right? No, this cut like butter. This was incredibly tender. It was so good. Not only just a good cut of meat and really, really tender and well cooked, but the breading on it was amazing. I can eat this chicken fried steak batter just by itself. You just fry it up. No meat needed. Like, just fry it up. Let me dip it, though, in the cream gravy. It was buttery. It was creamy. It was everything you need. It wasn't just some, like, throwaway topping to me, you know, like a throwaway, you know, slap it on top. It was cooked with, like, it was meaningful. Like, so, like, I don't know how to explain that. Cooked with purpose, like were intentional.
It's the white gravy on a chicken fried steak. That's supposed to be what really ties it all together.
To me, it's just like everything put in front of you, anything that you could have ordered there, like was intentional. It was made the way, I don't know, their mamas made it or their grandmothers made it. And it seems like every day they remember that when they're cooking it. I don't know.
It's a good point.
It's just got something good. I remember writing down cream gravy from heaven.
Okay. What'd you get on the side of it?
Quite good. Green beans and corn. You know my standard. Those are my standard sides. Very good. Again, you know, well-seasoned, yummy. I can't get chicken fried steak and gravy, which I got on rice, by the way. They were out of mashed potatoes whenever I went.
Which tells you how good their potatoes are, too.
Yeah, they went fast, apparently. But I got it on rice. Still absolutely delicious. But I can't get chicken fried steak without getting green beans. I don't know. There's something in me that tells me the two have to go together.
You're cutting your calories back with the green bean side.
Yeah, you know. And get a diet drink to kind of make up for it, right? Everything was delicious. And your food looked incredible as well.
Yeah, I got the hamburger steak, which is essentially the same thing, just different gravies, right? Like, there's no frying of it, and you kind of smother down. It's such a thick piece of hamburger steak. Like, just so good, and like you said, tender. The flavor was just so kind of like punch you in your mouth. The brown gravy on top was that good meat gravy, homemade as well, you could tell. Didn't taste like something from a packet, and it's so good. I did a little A1 hot sauce combo on top of it for a third, technically a third gravy. Awesome. I also got the corn. To me, it tasted fresh from the cob. It was really, really good. It had some good butter, salt, pepper, the standard for the corn. Let the corn flavor shine, and they did. I also got the black-eyed peas and beans, which is, once again, a real Southern staple. It's so naturally salty in a very good way. And so you don't have to go, you don't have to be very heavy-handed on the salt, and they weren't. Such a good flavor. It ties together the at-home, comfy feeling of all of it really well. I put a note down here that the brown gravy, spot on. It came with a little side, which I chose the cornbread over the roll. And the cornbread.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to talk about my roll.
Was nice, was firm and kind of crumbly, and it dipped well. It held in the gravy really well. Very good piece of cornbread, too.
Yeah. Okay. So I got the roll option, which, you know, I don't know. Again, maybe not everyone's experience. My experience with what, in yours too, because we call it, we say this all the time, the high school cafeteria roll.
Yep, the yeast rolls.
Yes, the school cafeteria rolls. Like, nothing can beat that kind of bread for me. And that's what this was, which was absolutely amazing to, you know, scoop up the rest of that cream gravy with and finished off. So
that's why you got it.
No regrets, man. No regrets.
It's a pretty easy location to get to, just off Sampson Street in Westlake.
Yep. Yep, it's a great little spot to go grab some lunch. And I don't know, I feel like you can't go wrong on their menu.
Agreed. Well put.
That's that. Period.
Period. Is that a T on the end?
Yes, period.
From a great meal to a great guest, we bring on Toni Chapman. She is a Lake Charles native with 2 years now in the tourism space. She works right here at Visit Lake Charles as a digital content manager on our marketing team. And although she is a Lake Charles native, she will continue to be a Lake Charles lifer as she's planted roots here with a family of her own. And now so generous to spend her time here on the podcast to give some of her experiences of this wonderful place. Welcome to the show, Toni.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, welcome, welcome. We're going to do our quick fire questions that we do with every guest. Of course, these might kind of give away, I'm afraid.
Oh, good point.
Today's topic. But let's do it anyway, okay? So, Toni, we're going to find out how you play in Louisiana's playground. First up, crawfish or gumbo?
Gumbo, always. I enjoy crawfish, but it's not my favorite, and I don't like the hassle of peeling. Mm-hmm. But I love a good bowl of gumbo all year round.
Year round. No season for gumbo.
No season. Okay. If it's hot, I put the AC on.
Yep. Gumbo season's a made-up concept.
You do what you got to do for the gumbo.
You got to, yes.
Love it.
Okay, poolside or beachside?
Poolside for sure, because I have an irrational fear of alligators being in any body of water. So
except like swimming pools?
But I could see it if it ended up being
there. Develop because of something that happened, or this is just like a you watched Lake Placid or something?
I did watch Lake Placid, but for as long as I can remember, I've had a dream that there's just an alligator in a body of water. And so since then, I've been like, no, thanks, but I do like the sand.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Betty White.
She ruined it for everybody. We were just talking about this at work the other day about Betty White feeding cows to alligators in Lake Placid, and we just haven't.
Some golden girl she is.
Like
she's the golden girl.
Our entire generation has been marred by this. Yeah. Okay. Number three, concert or comedy show?
Concert. Mm-hmm. I love music, and I'm another irrational fear is that if I'm at a comedy show, I'm gonna get heckled, or I'm going to do something and they're working the crowd and they're just going to call me out and I'll be embarrassed.
And that scares you?
It does, because I'm just embarrassed. So, yeah.
I love that all of your choices are based on fear.
Yeah, basically.
Irrational fears.
Irrational. Like, I understand they're irrational, but that's me. That's
where you're coming from.
That's where
I'm coming
from.
That's Tony. Da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the topic, which is a little bit different. So it's a little bit different show than normal, but I wanted to kind of get some more experiences. I like these kind of shows to mix it up every now and again. We're calling it the Mount Rushmore of Lake Charles must-dos, right? So I think a lot of people that listen to sports podcasts and sports talk radio are really familiar with the concept. Those that aren't, I'll explain it to you real quick. So imagine you have a favorite like sports team and you want to talk about the four best players on that team. You don't just list four good players. You want the ones that are super important, wins championships, or did something really special that everyone remembers. So taking that concept and applying it here, instead of sports players, we're picking four of the most important or best things in a category. So think of it, so the whole Mount Rushmore, right? Carving the faces of the four most significant presidents onto a mountain. So you're saying like, these are our top fours, the ones everyone should know. So it's now the Lake Charles must-dos. So the most four important, influential, best examples of things you have to do while in Lake Charles. And it will be very subjective, sure. Obviously.
Yeah, of course, we all come from different backgrounds and we have different things that are our favorites to do. Mm-hmm. And have kids that like to do different things, and maybe your things are without the kids involved. Maybe you've got a babysitter for these top four things.
What a
I don't
treat.
Know.
What is that?
So, you know, I think we'll come from all different places. Sure. And so hopefully we'll come up with something really fun. I'm really nervous.
All right. The format will be this. It's a snake draft.
Oh God.
I know. I have to explain this to you again, which means Tony starts first. And when it gets
time.
To Jillian and then me, I'll go again. And then Jillian and then Tony will go twice in a row at that point.
Okay.
Once I'm always in the middle.
Yes.
Okay. Always in the middle. I can't mess this up.
All right. So at the end of the day, what's important is that there's no right or wrong answers.
Sounds good.
Except mine, which are all right.
Oh.
Oh, come on. So,
I challenge you.
All right. So the first head on your must-do Lake Charles edition of Mount Rushmore is what, Tony?
Okay. So I also kind of separated mine by quarter or season to try to make sure that I didn't overlap activities. But my first head on my Mount Rushmore would be visiting the Imperial Calcasieu Museum.
Okay.
And so I really love going here just because I can't shout these ladies enough that are there. Ashley, Anna, they are incredible storytellers. For no matter if you're older or if you're a kid going and learning about this information the first time. And so I love the Salier, just the history there. It just feels majestic when you walk through the doors.
Give me a quick rundown of the museum.
Yes. Okay. So the museum is on Salier Street. Bright red doors. As soon as you open them, you really feel like you're walking into like a time in the past. There are artifacts that are there throughout the year, which are from the Attakapa Indians. And so those are right in front, and they will walk you through kind of the history of the Five Parish region. Mm-hmm. And then there are also exhibits that are traveling. So depending on when you go, you're always going to get a different experience. And then they walk you through the history of the Salier Oak, which is Jean Lafitte and a little bit of romance and fighting and gossip and just all the things that I love.
It's got everything.
It really does. So it's perfect for older people or younger groups, like if you're coming from a school, it's got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it's the MTV of Lake Charles, apparently, with all the drama.
Yes.
You can find out. So I think our lists are going to be very different. Jillian?
I think they are going to be very different. A personal favorite of mine, with or without kids, is taking what I call an alligator tour down the Creole Nature Trail. So for me, and before we had kids, this is what Brady and I used to do all the time.
We did it at least twice a month, at least.
It was almost every weekend. We'd take the top down off the Jeep and go cruising down the road and go down Pintail Wildlife Boardwalk and do the loop and check out all the alligators and birds and whatnot. And now we've done it for the first time with our kids. They're 3 and 2, but we had to wait till they were that old so that they did not decide to
jump
escape
out.
Yeah. So they have just enough fear, like you, about alligators, exactly, to where they're not actually going to approach them right now. But we did that just the other weekend, and it's just like nothing beats getting out there in nature and connecting with it and taking that little walk or driving down and seeing the alligators.
And the drive down, just
it's
being
so nice,
dropping the top on the Jeep, rolling down your windows, playing the music and just disconnecting from everything that exists.
Yeah, you know? It's just a really, I don't know, and it's just so unique to us here in Southwest Louisiana. Like, there's just nothing quite like it.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel that.
My first one, I want to make sure to get this one out of the way because I feel like someone might take it. You have to, and I tell this every time someone comes down, you have to eat. Specifically.
You got to eat.
Yeah, you got to eat. So specifically, you need to eat gumbo, boiled seafood, and a po' boy. Some form of those. If you can do all three, that's the perfect while you're in Lake Charles.
That's your trifecta of food.
Right. Well, I think those are three things that we do well and that really represent Louisiana.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Where are you going for it? Anywhere specific?
I'm not going to even say anywhere specific because I have my favorites for each of those. You know, if you're looking at a po' boy, Darryl's, for example, is very popular.
Yep.
You have a lot of other places that do it really well. Places like Coolers are newer on the block and they do a great job as well.
Nina Pease has a good one
too. Has a good one. Same with gumbo. Gumbo, you can get a variety of them. If you want seafood, you get places like Seafood Palace, Nina Pease. Nina Pease also does chicken sausage. You can do a very unique dark roux at like Peugeot Street, for example.
Yeah.
Another one of my favorites. Tons and tons of places to get great gumbo. And then boiled seafood. It's obviously going to be dependent on what time you're here. Specifically, like boiled crab and boiled shrimp are great, but crawfish is really the Louisiana staple, so to speak. And so if you're here at the early part of the year, get you some good crawfish. Mm-hmm. And you've got tons of places that do them as well. So, I'm not as concerned about where you're getting it. I'm just concerned about you can't come to Lake Charles and leave without having tried gumbo, boiled seafood, and a po' boy. Like, just plain and simple, I think those are all must-dos.
Louisiana food pyramid.
Yeah.
I love
like
it.
That. I like with the king cake as the top,
yes,
as the top of the pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So I really hate that you took the Cameron Parish drive down because I was going to include that one.
That's why I went first, because I was
one of my favorite things to do.
Someone's going to take it.
And once again, this is more dependent on when you're here. But if there is a festival downtown and they have a concert on the lakefront, when the amphitheater is rocking and they have the music going, and especially when it's the sundown area, like, it's just so awesome to be on the lakefront getting the music. I've said it on this podcast a bunch. Sometimes you'll have boiled crawfish.
Yep.
I've had music on the lakefront with boiled crawfish at the same time, and so I was like in Lake Charles Nirvana at that point.
Yeah, there you go.
And so I think that is such a cool, it takes the best of our culinary, the best of our scenic area, our nature, and all of those things together, and it's just an awesome experience. So a concert on the lakefront, which hopefully here in the next years could even be getting bigger and better.
Right.
Fingers crossed on that. But concert on the lakefront, a must do if you are able to.
I gotta rethink some things. 'Cause that's kind of where I was going. Okay, know what?
In sync.
Curveball. Literally, you got to go to a gumbo Gators game.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Look at me. Sorry, sports boy. I stole your...
Gotcha.
Got him.
Well, you like to know, sports boy.
So, yeah, I was thinking about, like, what's the fun thing to do, again, like, whether you have the kids with you or not. Mm-hmm. And a Gumbo Gators game is just so much fun here. And that goes for any sports game, like, whether you're at a McNeese athletic event, sure, or not. But a Gumbo's game, I don't know, just... so beautiful outside. It's a fun time. There's a playground there for,
yeah,
the kids,
yeah,
which is awesome because that's where ours like to hang, mm-hmm, out.
It's a very tight window too.
It's a tight window, but like
June and July,
get, mm-hmm, a game in. They play on, you know, all different days. So like get it,
yeah,
check out,
yeah,
the schedule, get a game in under your belt because it is so much fun. And they're always like, there's always something fun happening, whether it's like a theme.
Every
night.
Night's pretty much themed. I mean, yeah, it's a minor league experience.
Sure.
For a summer league team.
It is a lot of fun. And it's like good quality sports, too. It's not like,
right.
I mean, like these are really,
yeah,
these are really good athletes.
They're some of the best of the,
yeah,
best.
Yeah. Yeah. These are like really good athletes who are going to go, yeah, on in their,
and they
careers,
play at a legitimate college baseball,
yeah,
field.
Yeah. Yeah. This, mm-hmm, isn't, I mean, this isn't like, you know, a T-ball deal, whatever. This isn't the, what team were you on in college?
Oh.
That community team? The backyard?
That was boys? That was like an intramural, like city league. What is this? Why am I getting?
Well, it's not that.
Why
it's
am I catching strays? No, these are that. College athletes that are playing summer ball.
No worries.
To prepare themselves for their next year. I'm just disgusted and just.
Brady and I also played on the KPLC team for, yeah,
these
in the
are
Lake
city
Charles League.
Why are you comparing actual
because
athletes
I want
to
everyone
what
to
we
under,
did?
Because I want everyone to understand, exactly, this is not.
They're legitimate.
What we do. This is a real thing.
The difference is like going to a high class restaurant or coming over to eat at our house. We're cleaning out the freezer.
Okay. And my point is you got to get yourself to a Gumbo Gators game.
I agree.
Okay. That's my number two.
Okay, so my number two is kind of piggybacking off of y'all's going down to Cameron, our Creole Nature Trail, and enjoying seafood. So I said going crabbing at Rockefeller,
yes,
or any location really, yeah, down there. But that's a really cheap experience. You buy your meat to go crabbing. You grab the whole family or just for fun. Like it can be, especially for someone who's never gotten to do that. Mm-hmm. It's something that's easy to learn.
Agreed.
Doesn't really take a lot of technique like fishing, mm-hmm, and hunting. You have to really own those skills. But crabbing, tie the meat on the string and throw
see
it out there
it.
And you,
yeah,
get it. So yeah, we and, really enjoy doing
and,
that.
And I remember as a kid growing up, like that's a, what do they call it? Core memories.
Yes,
of me and my dad. So it's something too that even if you're from here and you don't go often enough, bring your kids.
Yeah.
They'll remember it for their life.
Yeah. It's easy to learn. Like we just went a couple weekends ago and literally the whole family, it was three generations out there. We sat back, enjoyed some drinks and just had a good time. And then we boiled them after. So it's a twofer.
It's so delicious. Oh,
It was wonderful. It was my first time actually eating them. I've crabbed before, but I've never cracked them open myself.
And never had the spoils of war?
No, I just, somebody always does it for me. So now I got to do it myself. So elevated. That's my number two.
What's your number three?
Oh, okay. I forgot the snake thing. Okay. Sorry.
Sam, not the only one.
So number three, I would move into the fall, I guess. And so I said a bike ride through downtown. And I know y'all had Donnie Glenn on,
yes,
a couple episodes ago. So I would say for sure, book with Donnie and get on a bike. Once you learn it, you got it. I enjoyed going through downtown. He gives you kind of the rundown of the history of Lake Charles.
Sure.
Yeah. You get to see those beautiful homes on Shell Beach. Depending on the time of day that you go, I've done a morning ride and we stopped into 116 Nutrition downtown.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go in the afternoon, you might stop to McFarland's and get some drinks on the ride.
Fun.
You learn a dance while you're down here, but it's just the best way to get to experience a lot of ground and you're exercising, you're singing, you're having a real good time out there. And he's very great at telling that history of Lake Charles.
And you're seeing the Southern hospitality and a big portion, like I almost wanted to do one of the Mount Rushmores on this, but talk to locals.
Yeah.
See how friendly and welcoming we are. We enjoy you being here.
Yeah.
I saw a meme earlier today that says someone who lives in a tourist city, when they see a tourist there and it's kind of like a worn out face. And I'm thinking that doesn't really apply to all, because that's not how we feel here. So
yeah,
I agree.
Our locals are really good at, especially when they know you're not from here. And I feel like the further away you're from, the bigger their excitement
the
is.
The energy matches.
Yeah, 100%. Another thing with the bike ride with Donnie, one time we were on a ride and we were going through Margaret Place, I think. And one of the homes, we were with a journalist and we knocked on the door just to see, because they wanted to discuss the architecture. And they let us go through the house and see like the inside, the different architecture on the inside. And they told us about the history of the house. Yeah. And so it's, again, that hospitality, like you don't get that everywhere.
No. Sure,
so
I agree.
It's unique to here.
I've taken some really good ones that were on my list. So, I mean, I'm not bitter about it or anything, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to pull the trigger on it. I got to go to Port Wonder for the kids. My kids have gone. They've only been open for, what, a couple weeks now?
Mm-hmm.
My kids have gone 3 times. So when I told everybody we were buying the year-long pass, they were like, oh, really? You know, a little bit of an investment,
we've already
right?
paid for it.
Nope, already paid for it. Like in 2 weeks' time, done.
Yeah,
Now I consider the rest of their time there absolutely free. So think of it that way, because it has truly paid for itself 100 times over. And it's only been open for a couple of weeks. The kids adore it. I loved walking through this place. I mean, it's so cool. It's got everything. It's educational, but it's still fun. My children don't realize they're learning while they're there. And I think that's kind of part of the magic of like a children's museum.
Mm-hmm.
They're really doing it so well. And I don't know, there's just a little bit of everything there that when my mom takes the kids, she sends back pictures to me right while I'm working. And like, one day it'll be all fireman themed because that is where they hung out. And then the next time they go, it's like it's all music themed because they're playing the drums and whatever, or they're trying to anchor the news, or they're trying to cook, or whatever the thing is. And I mean, last time he was there, y'all built a kite, Brady? Got kind of hands on. It's like there's something there for, number one, for all ages, because I like a kids museum, just even if I didn't have kids. But there's something there for everyone. And so to me, Children's Museum at Port Wonder, like it's a must.
And and it's a fight to leave every time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're happy that they're having as much fun, but
that shows you
how much that connection there, that he enjoys it. He calls it Wonderland.
Oh,
he does versus call Port it Wonder. He does call it Wonderland.
Oh,
yeah.
I love
and
it.
So he called it Fort Wonderland the other day. And I was like, we're getting there. It's so close.
You're getting better.
But just adores it. Wants to go every day.
And it's so much better. It's the other one was great. Like I remember going as a kid, but that is insane. Like that's 10 times bigger and better than you could have imagined, I feel like.
Which is great, because like you always want to give your kids more than you got kind of thing. And I think like the Children's Museum has evolved so well for this next generation that it's just, I don't know. It's a must. It's number 3 on my list.
Okay. Number 3 on my list, I will say, whether or not you've come for it, I think you should take some time to visit our casino properties.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
if you're a gambler, take a spin. Obviously, you're going to be very well versed in what they offer. L'Auberge, Delta Downs, Golden Nugget, and the Horseshoe over here, or even Coushatta Casino if you're there more in the Allen Parish area. There's so much to offer there for even non-gamblers. Right between the spas and then the golf courses that they have, or even just the restaurants and the relaxing. Maybe you are a gambler and you enjoy that aspect of it. They're resorts. They're not just hotels with casinos in them. They are resorts. It's such a cool experience. So like I said, so even if you're not a gambler, it's worth staying there and checking it out, or even just passing by while you're in town. It transports you and picks you up and moves you. It feels like, I mean, they even have their own private beach. The Golden Nugget portion of it does.
That was one of the things I'd written down, actually, was a burger on the beach.
Yeah. and you're able to do those there. And so I'd say definitely take some time and swing by, spend some time there, grab a bite to eat. There's tons of great restaurants and a lot of great recommendations that obviously we could easily have there. But test your luck at the casinos or it just spend some time at the resort portion. Mm-hmm. And finally, my last, I'm going to upset both of you by taking it, but it's mine. So you got to take in a sunset.
Oh, man.
That is, yeah.
Every list that we have, there's always there, and there's a reason. Unprompted, if someone talks about Lake Charles, they talk about the sunsets. I don't know what kind of voodoo magic that we have here.
It is magic.
But they are spectacular. And it's the same sunset from here down to the Cameron Coast. So whether you're down in Cameron and you're at Holly Beach or you're at one of the beaches there and you look off into the ocean and it's there, or if you're downtown Lake Charles and you're looking over the lakefront, it pretty sets cool. So perfect. And there's so many different colors and it's just mm-hmm. so warming and it makes you just feel close to nature and whoever you're with. And it's such a special time. I don't think usually when we travel places, we're like, oh, let's make sure that we sit and look at the sun before we go do something.
Yeah, right.
When you're here, you need to set aside 10 minutes, 20 minutes to sit and hang out by the sunset. Just, I guarantee you, you're not going to regret the feeling that comes over you.
Yeah, and for the, sure.
comfort and warmth and just the everything's all right.
My mom and I go on evening walks. I was gonna say every day. That's a lie. We get tired a lot, but several times a week, mm-hmm. right? And so we don't start until 6:30, 7 o'clock some nights. So we're just in time for the most picturesque. We walk downtown. Mm-hmm. So we walk the lakefront. We go around downtown. We're always right on time. I have so many pictures in my phone of sunsets.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. You just can't beat it. You just really can't. There are no other sunsets like this. So I'm kind of in a pickle here because I have a lot to choose from that on my list. But y'all took some really, really good ones. Okay. Patio eating and tunes. I don't care where you're going for mm-hmm. it, but sitting on the patio and eating outside. We are unique.
I feel like that's like three of my four that you've taken and you've combined into one.
Well, I don't care. So sitting on the patio and eating, right? You can't just take eating as an option.
Yeah.
You can't just steal.
I was very specific.
Okay, so am I.
Even these things.
You have to eat outdoors, period. I feel like nowhere else on the planet, this is probably untrue, but you can eat year round outdoors here. Which is pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of places where you can do that. A lot of climates where you can have that experience. But to me, year round here in Lake Charles, like go to a place that's got a nice patio. So one of those on my list is always Rick and Jack's because it's got the tunes. Like we always go on like a Sunday evening. Mm-hmm. They've got music going. Like it's like a fun little stuff for the kids to play with. And just like the food's amazing. The atmosphere, the vibe is amazing. I really, it's one of my favorites. But also, I cannot wait. I'm so excited for Crying Eagle to open on the lakefront. I think that's going to be
just a game changer.
Yeah. Yes. For all of Lake Charles, I really think it is. As I drove up, you can see it coming down the feeder road here on along Interstate 10. And we're literally parked, 100 yards from it right now. And it's just one of those places that I'm so excited. And y'all have seen the plans. Y'all have seen what kind of outdoor mm-hmm. seating that they're planning for me.
Yeah.
It's the momentum. You Port Wonders here and it's open and it all of a sudden it just drives something in you and now they're going to be done soon.
When that
and
opens
then the
up.
Lakefront walking path's about done and then all of a sudden those things all start connecting.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
When the boardwalk's finished, which I think should be wrapping up, right? When the boardwalk connects to to downtown. Yeah. So that's the walk that my mom and I take. It's going to be bad news when it's
going to extend.
Done. Because we're going to just keep going.
Yeah.
And then we're going to end up every night on the patio of Crying Eagle, I'm afraid.
So. But you can feel good about it because you're walking it off after.
So. Yes.
Great. See?
I'm excited.
Girl math.
It. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So there you go. Outdoor eating. Sorry, it's vague, but you get it.
It works. Okay, so again, I did mine by quarters. So my last one is for Q4, which would be December and Christmas time. So I think that everyone that's here during that time has to go to light up the lakefront.
Yeah.
It's just Christmas is probably my favorite holiday. And again, everything I do is centered around my kids and my family. And we just cannot, like, we count down the days until it's Thanksgiving. It's always the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And so we know we're all together as a family and we're going to go on Saturday downtown. And so it really transforms the downtown area. Again, we're in Lake Charles. We usually don't get snow. We got it this past year somehow.
Got a lot of
it. Don't need it again.
I think like that mark is checked, but we get snow on the lakefront whenever they turn on the snow machine and Santa and Mrs. Claus come out and you get hot chocolate and you really see the community come out and gather for that just little tingly feeling when the lights get flicked on. And then everybody's gathered at the promenade. Everyone's gathered and we get a lighted boat parade. And so that's something else that's super unique to our area because you're getting beads and candy thrown by Santa Claus on a sailboat in the water. Like none of it makes sense, but it all comes together beautifully. And then you top it off with fireworks. So it's a one-of-a-kind experience that we get to have every year.
Yeah, it's magic. It really is. And I mean, the kids this year was their first time, like, I guess, they're a little bit older, so it's like getting to really understand it all. And they got to ride the train that goes around.
Chuck the train.
Chuck the train and, you know, play in the snow. And I don't know, it really does something.
Yeah, I cry every year because each time we go, it's our group gets bigger that goes with us. And so we, you know, we're going to look back on it and remember it. And hopefully years from now, it'll grow even bigger, but still keep that magic. Yeah. And we get to see it all happen every year.
All right.
Those are some pretty good lists, guys.
Yeah. So that's our Mount Rushmores. Just to recap, my Mount Rushmore is make sure to eat gumbo, boiled seafood, and a po' boy while in town. Catch a concert if you're able to on the lakefront. Test your luck at the casinos or enjoy the resorts there. And then see a sunset. Jillian?
Okay, so I said that we should go on an alligator tour first down through Cameron Parish, then go cheer on the Gumbo Gators at a baseball game.
What was your gator-themed third head?
When you're done looking at the gate, I don't know. I can't make it happen. I was going to try to pivot. I can't segue. I'm not good at that. So an alligator tour down in Cameron Parish, a Gumbo Gators game to go cheer on some baseball talent here in town. Go to the Children's Museum at Port Wonder for sure. And then just go take in one of those beautiful sunsets Brady mentioned, eating outdoors somewhere fun on a nice patio and listen to some tunes.
There is the Gator Den just right by Port Wonder.
I couldn't make it happen in my head.
Okay, so my Mount Rushmore, first part of the year, go visit the ladies at Imperial Calcasieu Museum and get the juicy spill on the Salier Oak history. Next, you need to go crabbing down at Price Lake Road or really anywhere along the Creole Nature Trail. Then you need to take a bike ride with Donnie Glenn we have a few biking companies here, but you can take in those beautiful sunsets and stop into our wonderful restaurants downtown and then wrap up your year at the Light Up the Lakefront ceremony.
Love it.
Very, very fun. Well, thank you for joining us on the show. Please, please send us your top four. We'd love to hear your Mount Rushmore of experiences too. We can have a lot of fun kind of debating it and looking at it. So please send it in, comment it, send an email. I don't care. Just stop by. You know what? Print it out on a piece of paper and leave it at the front desk of the visit.
We'll take your assignments.
I'll see
it.
Door. Yeah. However you want to send it, we'd love to get it from you. But thank you for joining the show, Tony.
Thank y'all. I appreciate y'all having me.
Thanks again to Tony for joining us on the show. But the biggest thank you of all, as always, goes out to you for joining us here on the podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us a rating or review wherever you listen, Spotify, Apple, YouTube, wherever. Shoot us a comment, leave us a rating or review. We appreciate it.
That, of course, helps us grow our audience and further share unique experiences that Lake Charles and all of Southwest Louisiana has to offer. Go to visit lakecharles.org/podcast for more episodes, advice on where to eat, and events that are happening this weekend. I'm Jillian Quarter.
And I'm Brady Raynard. Thanks again for coming to play at Louisiana's Playground. See you.